Trump says U.S. needs to own Greenland to prevent Russia and China from taking it. Greenlanders unnerved as they find themselves in geopolitical storm. Iran leader says protesters are vandals trying to please Trump. Huge anti-government protests in Tehran and other Iranian cities. Videos show Swiss search for souls and question government after ski resort fire. Video emerges of Minneapolis shooting filmed by ICE agent who opened fire. Trump seeks $100 billion for Venezuela oil, but Exxon boss says country uninvestable. Night of Swiss ski bar fire, apocalyptic, woman tells Crans Montana Memorial. Russia hits Ukraine with rarely used Oreshnik missile in fresh strikes. One dead, dozens trapped after giant landfill collapses in Philippines. U.S. seizes fifth oil tanker linked to Venezuela, officials say. X could face UK ban over deepfakes, minister says. U.S. film stars Megan Good and Jonathan Majors to become Guinean citizens. After DNA tests, EU reaches South America trade deal after 25 years of talks. Colombia sees real threat of U.S. military action. President tells BBC, Venezuelan government begins releasing political prisoners. Romance and parenthood feel remote in Ukraine. I haven't had a date since before the war. I feel free, Australia's social media ban 1 month on. South Africa's strained ties with U.S. face new test, war games with China, Iran and Russia. The continued mysteries surrounding the intelligence operation to seize Maduro. Trump's grand plan to reshape the world order leaves Europe with a difficult choice to make. Trump's warning looms over Iran protests' response. The musician and the strongman leader, what you need to know about Uganda's election. He's crazy, BBC speaks to Greenlanders about Trump's threats. Watch, buildings in Tehran set on fire as demonstrations spread across Iran. Watch, eyewitnesses recount deadly ICE shooting. Video shows moment U.S. immigration agent fatally shoots woman. Tracking the oil tankers seized by the U.S. Watch, Trump says Maduro copied his dancing. Did he? U.S. seizes Alina tanker in Caribbean, fifth vessel taken in Venezuela blockade. Besant says Australia-India invited to G7 meeting on critical minerals. Chevron sees pathway to grow, Venezuela production by 50%, U.S. Energy Secretary says. Companies scramble to secure ships. Assemble operations to transfer Venezuelan oil, sources say. U.S. EPA will reassess safety of herbicide paraquat, says its chief. Trump's oil strategy for Venezuela leaves Citgo auction in limbo. Trump pushes drill baby drill agenda to Venezuela, hurts producers at home. Oil gains as market weighs Iran-Russia supply risks. Deal-making for Venezuela in focus. Venezuela looks to rebuild diplomatic ties with U.S.-EU states. Back record South America trade accord after 25 years. New York sues Trump administration over pause on two offshore wind projects. Walmart to replace AstraZeneca on NASDAQ 100 on Jan 20th. U.S. FTC wins ruling blocking Edwards Life Sciences acquisition of GenoValve. Trump urges U.S. oil giants to repair Venezuela's rotting. Energy industry, S&P 500 notches record high close, driven by Broadcom, other chipmakers. U.S. Supreme Court to hear suit claiming Cisco helped China pursue Falun Gong. Stocks rally dollar higher in wake of U.S. jobs numbers. Stellantis scraps U.S. plug-in hybrid sales, citing weak demand. Casino operator wins CFO, Julie Cameron Doe retires. Trump posted some U.S. jobs data early on his Truth Social account. Two Fed officials say key to fixing U.S. housing more about supply than financing. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index surges, outperforming predictions. U.S. employers add 50,000 jobs in December, cooling from prior month. Canada job creation pauses after hiring surge. Unemployment rate rises. Brazil inflation eases to 4.3% in December, opening door for rate cut. U.S. single-family housing starts rebound in October, building permits dip. U.S. building permits hold steady, matching forecasted figures.